National and state agencies, non-governmental organizations, and individuals have submitted their reviews of studies designed to show what will happen to the Susitna River if the 800-foot-high Susitna-Watonna hydroelectric dam is built. And many national agencies have expressed concerns with the speed of the process the Alaska Energy Authority has undertaken as it prepares to apply for the license from the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. From member station KTNA, Lorian Nettleton reports.
The FERC licensing process has a two-year time period ending in 2014 in which the studies of the Susitna-Watonna Dam are to take place. Several agencies have repeatedly noted that the streamlined process makes it difficult to complete the reviews thoroughly. The National Marine Fisheries Service notified FERC in a formal letter that the time frame of the request has put a severe strain on their staff. Fisheries biologist Sue Walker says her department had to go into overtime to complete the requests by the November 14th deadline.
I don't often put in 80-hour work weeks and work all-nighters, but that's been what's required for this project. We've been working very, very hard to address this very important project. It's been a priority for us. It's caused us to put some of our other essential work on other hydropower projects aside to bring in extra help from other regions, from other line offices of NOAA, and also contract employees. It's been a massive effort.
The proposed Susitna-Watonna Hydro Project is unique in that it is the first large-scale new hydro project to be proposed under the new Faster-Paced Integrated Licensing Process, or ILP. In September, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service informed FERC they were concerned that studies which needed to be performed one at a time were being done side by side. Walker and the National Marine Fisheries Service agree.
The accelerated speed with which it's going through licensing has caused some of the studies to be conducted at the same time when they probably should be conducted in series with information from one study feeding into the next study. And that's been difficult to try and basically do quite a lot of things at once that should be done after studies have informed the next step in the process.
FERC spokesperson Celeste Miller says the ILP was designed to be the go-to process for issuing licenses for all hydro projects. The fast pace is a matter of convenience for the applicant.
The purpose of it was to provide a predictable, efficient, and timely process to make sure that there were adequate resource protections in place. And sort of the main focus of the integrated licensing process is early identification of issues and the resolution of studies, which we've talked about some.
In their comments to the AEA, FERC recommended reason be given for their decision to not include some studies in the plan. Miller says they also asked AEA to collect and track disagreements about the study process, such as what Fish and Wildlife Service and National Marine Fisheries Service expressed.
The proposed study plan includes the studies that address most of the resource areas that were identified in the study requests that were filed by other agencies and other participants. There were numerous instances in which components of study requests were not adopted in the proposed study plan. And we felt like they did not provide an explanation for why the study components were not adopted. So to ensure that all the differences in the perceived study request needs are identified and addressed, we are recommending that the revised study plan clearly track all these differences between their study proposal and the requested studies.
AEA's Executive Director Sarah Fisher Goad says all comments will be addressed in revisions to the study plan.
This is part of the process that why we have the formal process for comments, and this next 30 days is very important for us to be able to demonstrate to FERC and to respond to their specific comments that came in yesterday to make sure that we've addressed all of those. So that's a lot of the work that we'll be doing this next month will, of course, be to make sure that we address the comments that FERC has had.
Both AEA and FERC stand by the timeframes set forth by the licensing process, and Fisher Goad says the study period should be sufficient to collect a thorough understanding of what impacts the dam would have on the river. The AEA has 30 days to release the revised study plans, which will then undergo another review and comment period. The national and state agencies will continue to provide detailed review of those plans. Once again, Sue Walker.
It's just a very large and very unprecedented project. It's unusual in that it is a hydropower project that's proposed for a basically pristine river and is likely to have serious effects on salmon throughout the entire range of this 313-mile-long river.
In Talkeetna, I'm Lorian Nettleton.